This is Rheon Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 18th of August. Notice it's August, so we're right in the middle of the silly season, which may be one reason why we're focusing today on the fact that the High Court has waded into the row about the last resting place of King Richard III. Granted, it's 525 years or so after his death. Apparently, the Justice Secretary, Chris Grayling, is furious. He thinks it's a waste of public money. But in granting permission for a judicial review, Mr. Justice Haddon Cave could not have been clearer. There was, he says, a duty on the part of the government to have consulted, and they didn't do it. He quotes the doctrine of legitimate expectation, and he also quotes at length the government's own guidance as to what to do when you find the remains of ancient people, though not necessarily had it been anticipated for ancient kings. Do you know, I think there's something truly Blackadder-esque about parts of this case. I enjoyed myself reading about trying to ascertain the wishes of the deceased. And there's a discussion as to whether or not there has been unreasonable delay. That's a ha-ha moment. But there is, under it all, a rather serious point. Why on earth did the government not consult? Given that the latter-day Plantagenets in society very much want to see King Richard buried in York, and of course Leicester University and its archaeologists naturally want to play finders keepers. Isn't the lesson of all of this that sometimes there are decisions that whatever way you turn, you're going to upset one group in society or another? Just look around at the decisions we have to take on hospitals or on schools, or high-speed too, according to the newspapers this morning. And when you know that the decision inevitably is going to antagonise people, isn't it always better to have conducted a decent, thorough, professional, unbiased consultation so that at least you can then turn around and say, well, the decision we took was a well-informed one. We'd heard all the arguments, and then we decided. In this case, I think the government needs what Baldrick would call a cunning plan. My cunning plan is somehow to thread this whole saga into our conference on the 22nd of October. I haven't quite figured out how to do that. In the meantime, I think we will enjoy King Richard III's consultation, we'll call it. Except there hasn't been one. Not yet.